Hi guys, welcome to the third Midnight Podcast, and also delay an irregular weekly session this podcast held, but I hope this can survive, not only for the viewers or the consistency of it, but the consistency of me building up whatever I wanted to say and gain confidence on my own through this podcast. So thank you for whoever listened to this. I hope this can fill up a little bit or can help you up a little bit throughout your life. So also still talking about posted. What happens if I do not regularly fill up or living up to my to-do list in my post-it? So, I would say I am an irregular person. I am not really stick into routine. So, the routine is quite flexible for me. For example, if I have to go to the gym every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, because that was my free time, let's say, in the evening. So what happened if I didn't go on Tuesday? Well, I still can find another way to make three times a week in the gym. So I can try to fill up spaces in my schedule or in whatever happens that week. So I can still go to the gym three times the week, and that's what I call the flexible and irregularities of me. And happens also with the post-it and juggling up three jobs that I explain in my first podcast. I understand that is inevitable, like another meeting or somebody just popped out selling something for my business, and another meeting in the corporate working, and another ideas, another interesting ideas, or just like a simple errands from my mother that I have to help her out. That can mess up somebody's schedule a little bit, and I am not somebody who can say no easily, so that's quite a challenge for me, daily challenge for me, to juggling up every accidental or every surprises every day. That's the beauty of my life, I should say, even though that sucks sometimes. Anyway, going back to the post-it, what happened if I do not obey the week or the day schedule that I've been jot down into the post-it and I put it on my monitor or my notebook? The post-it has no legal consequences at all. I don't give myself a reward if I accomplish that, or at the same time I also do not give myself a punishment if I don't go finish that. So I try to look it back in a so I try to drag into a zoom out thing, and I tried to just cross whatever completed that week, so I didn't throw any post-it that hasn't been completed that day. And I only throw the used post-it with every entry crossed. So if I have three to-do lists and all three are crossed, so I can just toss it out into the trash can. So it's not my, so I didn't build it up into my weekly static. So from like Monday to Friday, or if I take Saturday out, I usually do not do anything on Saturday. So let's say the to-do list from Sunday to Friday. On Friday, I have to gather up every post-it that hasn't been torn out and just see whatever is neglected. So I overwork on Friday to finish that. So it still have to be finished or to be completed that week. as long as they do not encounter any external challenges. So external challenges is like, I have to go to the meeting on Thursday on the 3 p.m. but the second party is unavailable or in the outside of the city, so it asks for a schedule on another month. So that would be, so I consider it done, because actually I do something about it, like rescheduling or doing something or meeting with the representative or preparing something out of it that they really want me to do. That is actually a progress I am making regarding that agenda. So I consider it done because of the external issues or challenges like force majeure. And for another thing that been neglected due to another personal issue, I would still try my best to just finish it on the whatever it is, the task, whatever tasks it is, and then try to, you know, finish that on that particular week, so I can open new start and try to move on with the tasks for another week. So I don't know whether some people use carrot and stick with their to-do list. For me personally, it will never work, or I will be facing punishment every day, and that is no longer motivating and doesn't keep my time up to the schedule, because the point of having a to-do list being breaking down into several schedule and post-its are to motivating myself and keep in track with every breaking down and every target with several points breaking down. That actually to help me out sort out priorities throughout the day, and having carrot and stick doesn't work for me due to the challenges I face every day. And I am somebody who prefer have my options open to do many things on the week, throughout day, on daily basis, and juggling to every opportunity opens for me. And I don't know, how about people with very strict schedule? Do they really even need post-it, or do they really go along with certain schedule, certain day, or with a help a secretary or virtual assistants with some things? That will be all for me tonight. I actually trying to record some other things for tonight, but I save it for later because I don't know how to put that into words. There were too many things happened this September for me, and I believe I still try to figure it out myself how to manage my emotion and my exhaustion. That's the spirit of me. Good night, guys. I hope you enjoy this midnight session, and I'll see you. Bye.